Melissa Mead is a mental health counselor who specializes in what is known as dance movement therapy. Her practice on Dayton Boulevard in Chattanooga is called Moving Through Life. The other dance movement therapist in this area is Lauren Higgins, who opened a coaching practice to help people with eating disorders.
Melissa, Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
We should explain what dance movement therapy is.
Definitely. Dance movement therapy is the psychotherapeutic use of dance and movement to further an individual's social, emotional, physical, spiritual integration.
In other words, it's using the creativity in dance and the resources in the body to help in a therapeutic setting. It is a master's level psychotherapy.
So then how does it work? You're drawing from all these different disciplines. If somebody comes to you who would be a good fit for this therapy, what will they experience?
That really depends on the person and what they are struggling with or wanting to work on. But in general, we are, as dance movement therapists, trained to connect with a person under the context of a therapeutic relationship and be able to move with that person, even if they've had no dance experience ever in their life, even if they physically can't stand up or they are blind or are deaf. We can work with the person and their movement to be able to help them connect to themselves and another person, either with us as the therapist or with other people if it's in a group setting. And we get to rewire our nervous system by doing that.
Movement can be as small as a breath or as big as taking up space. A lot of people that I've worked with try to make themselves smaller and aren't comfortable taking up space. So giving them the permission and having them practice taking up space and being as big as they are and allowed to move in that way is something new for them. A lot of times we work with opposition. So if somebody, we practice being small and we practice getting big, or we practice pushing and practice pulling, all of those different kind of things.
And how do you integrate the psychological into this so the therapy is not just following some pre-established discipline?
Everything we work with, what the person brings to the session, it depends on what issues they have. As Lauren said earlier, we work with the movement that they have to offer and try to help them expand their movement capabilities so they can have more flexibility in their life choices.
And depending on the population, for some people, like Melissa and I both work with people struggling with eating disorders amongst other populations. And that population, the eating disorder population, tends to be really great at working with metaphors. And so even if a person has no dance background, they might start to explore a concept about something that they are working with in their life, in their recovery, and play with in movement, literally sometimes playing and laughing in movement, some of these concepts that are hard to talk about sometimes because sometimes words aren't enough or are hard to access, especially when it's such a feeling-based, body-based experience to live in recovery.
Talk therapy is very useful in working in the cognitive brain, where dance therapy helps you reach the more deeper brain parts. Being creative and moving and using the body as a resource helps you reach the deeper brain.
And that's key, especially when you're dealing with people who have problems that are so severe in one way or another that those problems find physical manifestations.
Absolutely. Eating disorders, pain and medical issues, all of those are body-based where the body might be considered the enemy. And so having them get a good relationship with their body is a very useful thing. And it helps with normal day-to-day struggles as well. If you think about all of the metaphors related to the body, you know, keep your chin up and stiff upper lip, butterflies in your stomach, you know, there's any number of metaphors using the body. And so the body is involved with all emotions,
And it's very important to integrate the body in any kind of healing from trauma, which now people who are not necessarily therapists have known this for a long time, but now therapists are starting to catch up with the research to understand that the healing must happen in the body in order to heal from a trauma, because the body is what's impacted in a traumatic experience. So we use techniques that incorporate the right, well, what's simplified version, the right and the left part of the brain, which is very simplified, but using creativity, emotional content, grounding techniques to ground into the felt experience in the moment. These are all ways that we can make a holistic process towards healing that really allows somebody to move, literally move through into the next phase of their journey and their recovery and healing.
How did each of you come to this?
I came to this because of a personal experience. I was cast in a role that enabled me to dance through a trauma that I had experienced, and not intentionally, it just happened. And I had a lot of healing of my own by being cast in a role that fit what was going on with my life. Maybe a year after that, I was meditating and I thought I wasn't in the right place. And so while I was meditating, dance therapy came to me. And I went down and looked it up on the computer and found the American Dance Therapy Program and was enrolled in a program 3 months later. And while I was taking that program, Lauren was my belly dance teacher.
Yeah, which is part of how I got there, because for me, I'd had a very healing relationship with dance because of my own struggles with an eating disorder when I was much younger. And belly dance in particular was incredibly healing for me. So I happened to be thinking, kind of like Melissa in meditation, I was like, there's some way to use this. And I was a psychology major in college. And she came into my life and helped me understand that not only is dance therapy a field, but where I could study it while still living in Chattanooga, which was really important for me, because I had tried looking up programs before, but I didn't see anything that would allow me to stay in this area. So that's how I got into it, was Melissa.
And we both went to the Pratt Institute in their low residential program, so low residency. So we were able to stay in Chattanooga and go there for our training. And Lauren was able to keep going in the field, and I had a detour. And so Lauren was able to go ahead and get credentialed as a board-certified dance movement therapist. Well, I'm a registered dance movement therapist. And so Lauren is now my supervisor as a dance therapy supervisor.
And what are you both hearing from clients at this time as we're living with COVID-19, we're living with unrest, we're living with tension in society? What are you hearing from clients at this time?
Yeah, I've had a great opportunity to be able to be working with people in person during this time period, because until recently I was doing in-person work at focused treatment centers, and it has been incredible to watch the anxiety of COVID play out and show up in the treatment setting, all of the different ways that people are impacted by this virus. And I'm building an online business, and so I'm working with people online. And part of what I'm experiencing online is that people need a lot of social outlets that they may not otherwise be able to get. And through the online component, we can connect and play and laugh and have social engagement, even though it's through a screen, which helps with some people feeling less isolated, because it's a pretty isolating and terrifying time. There's so many things outside of our control. And for people who have been through something like an eating disorder or traumas, having control is really important. And there's just not a lot we can control right now.
Yeah, I'm seeing people with elevated anxiety, baseline having high anxiety, and the situation going on, the anxiety is just so high. I think a lot of people are, you hear fight and flight. I think a lot of people have reached freeze with all of this, because there's so much energy in the world right now that's really uncomfortable.
Where can people go online for more information about all that you do?
Well, the American Dance Therapy Association has a website that's adta.org. They also have a YouTube channel that has great videos talking about using dance therapy with various populations. My website is www.movingthroughlifechat.com. So that's C-H-A-T-T, movingthroughlifechat.com. And I also have a Facebook page. And Lauren?
And my website is lauren-higgins.com. So Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, dash Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S.com. And I'm also on Instagram, Lauren Higgins DMT, and Facebook, Lauren Higgins Embodiment Coaching.
All right. Melissa, Lauren, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.